We are into day three of our 12 crays of Christmas, and please do keep your cray recipes coming in so we can actually share them online. We're also hunting down a few of Tasmania's great chefs to get their favourite crayfish fare. ABC Radio Statewide Mornings presenter Leon Compton is not one of those, but I have been told, Mr. Compton, that you have a ripping good cray recipe in your repertoire.
I'm getting a little nervous, Mel, because I know that you're going to be shrouding sort of my offering for the 12 crays of Christmas with like great chefs, great Tasmanian gourmands from around the place.
But I'm told that yours is, you know, potentially on par. Wow. This is the intel I'm getting.
Well, look, so my recipe, Mel, if you're going to set yourself up for it at home.
Yes.
You need a crayfish.
Right. You've got to get, and you are the diver who gets said crayfish.
Well, that's the thing. For me, having a crayfish is about the eating, but it's about walking home with a cray sort of hoisted high in each hand and saying, honey, look what I've brought for tea. It's about cooking the crayfish you catch. Mm. I just love it. It's early sort of dawn and you're bouncing across Storm Bay to get to a favourite location, whether that's somewhere near Bruni or somewhere else, and you're about to jump in the water and you've got the hooker, you know, and everyone's charged up and ready to go. I mean, that's a big part of it for me, that the morning is spent catching the crayfish.
So you've got said crayfish. Mm-hmm. You have come back, you know, in all your glory, one in either hand, the hunter-gatherer. So then what do you do with it?
Well, this is what you do. I feel like I need to pad this out a bit because I did mention earlier that my recipe involves a crayfish and water.
What?
Hang on a minute. So it's a crayfish.
Have I been given the incorrect intel?
And here? Water.
Okay.
Okay, so...
All right, we'll still roll
so
with it.
So I just... like, is there anywhere left to go? So here's what you do. This is how everybody does their crayfish. Okay. And you follow Lee's advice, who's my spirit guide to crayfish. Now, he's listening to us this evening. He's just in off the excavator for the day. But he's the guy that took me out and taught me what to do. You get your crayfish. You get your big pot, your really big pot. Not your middle-sized pot. You get your big pot.
Yes.
You cool down your cray or you kill it humanely. You cool down your cray.
How do you do that?
Look, it doesn't sound very nice. We drown it in fresh water.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, apparently it's not as bad as it sounds. I don't know. I haven't spoken to any crayfish about it. I don't have data.
This is the other thing. Ideally, you bring home salt water from where you caught the crayfish. Mm-hmm. So you want to cook your cray in really salty water.
Oh,
and when I
say
really salty water, ideally it's the water that you've actually brought home, a special large bucket of water from where you've caught your crayfish. If you can't do that, you're just adding salt. And when you've added a lot of salt, you add more salt.
Right.
Right. So we get our water, big pot. We boil it. And then we get our cray. We place cray in the water. Your job's not done yet, Mel. Oh. You've got to watch your water because when your water starts to boil again, so returns to the boil.
Yes.
8 minutes. Now, that's assuming you've got, you know, your 1.5 kilo cray. If it's a thumper, if it's two, heading towards three, we're going to add a couple of extra minutes. Then while we're doing this, we're filling the kitchen sink and we're putting the plug in and we're throwing in some icy block things, those blue things. So we're creating a really cold
bath
of
cold
water. That we've just got in the freezer, but we're filling the kitchen sink. Why? Because at the 8 minute mark or 9 or 10, if it's a thumper, your crayfish comes out of the water and the boiling water and we immediately cool it down. We want the cooking process to stop.
Right.
So we're going to give it a rinse, get some of that, you know, that gutsy bit that comes out of some of its bits of carapace.
Yes.
We're going to wash that off, give it a little rinse. We're going to place it straight into that cool water. We're going to cool it down. But for me, Mel, what needs to happen with our crayfish is it's about the salad.
Oh.
It's about the salad.
Yeah. But are you going to give up on the salad? Like, give us the
secret?
Yeah,
well, given that I've offered you so far water and a crayfish, I feel like I need to lift a touch. Water and a crayfish. I'm about to add some sliced lemon and a jar of my favourite cocktail sauce.
Oh.
So we get our salad. I got taught this ages ago. Rocket.
Yeah,
rocket lettuce.
Yes, yes.
So we're getting a big thing of rocket in a bowl. Then we're starting to grate parmesan cheese over the top of it. Then we're starting
to
toss
twist.
It. Yeah, we're starting to toss it. We're adding a little bit of olive oil, good olive oil. Then we're starting to grate some more parmesan cheese. We're going to cut through the middle some cherry tomatoes. We're going to place that in there. We're going to grate some more. Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
We keep turning this bad boy and we keep grating that Parmesan cheese in and turning it and letting the olive oil and the Parmesan cheese adhere
good
to the
Tasmanian
tomato.
Tasmanian olive oil.
Oh, yeah. And it's all adhering to our rocket. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can add some very finely diced chili or saute up some chili and garlic.
Yes, yeah.
But if the kids are around and you're going to let them have some crayfish, and, you know, that's a debate. Sometimes that's a good idea. Sometimes that's not. We'll add chili, no kids around. But if there's kids, don't worry about that. And then we're going to serve that with squeeze some lemon juice through it.
Yes.
Have some lemon on a plate, cocktail sauce, Tasmanian Riesling. Now, I know you've got someone telling you that they have a rule about their Riesling.
Yes, yeah, yep. John from Devonport did say that the Riesling should be the same value as the crayfish.
Right.
But, you know, I'm here to tell you, there's some good, very well-priced Rieslings out there, Tasmanian Rieslings, that you can still get your hands on.
Mm. So we lash out for our Riesling?
Yes.
$26 a bottle?
Oh, yeah, good value.
Do you call that lashing out? It depends.
Well, it is. I mean, I would call that, you know, a somewhat expensive Riesling, for my pocket.
Mm.
But, you know, life's too short to drink bad wine, particularly on special occasions.
And I also don't mind a roasted potato.
Okay.
So roast potatoes, rocket salad with Parmesan, half crayfish. So cut him down the middle so that you and your other half, you want to sit there eating it in company. You and your other half are eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's beautiful. Nice and cool. So not too hot. Maybe a little bit of residual warmth from the boiling water. And then you're just feeding yourself crayfish, dipping it in that cocktail sauce, little squeeze of lemon.
Look, Leon Compton, I just want to thank you for that incredible salad recipe. Because as far as the crayfish recipe goes, I don't know you'd call that a recipe.
It's how everybody does it. You take the crayfish. I'm sorry. I feel like it was pumped up. You're like, Leon, you've got to tell me about this recipe.
Leon has the best crayfish recipe. But I did find it interesting. I did not even contemplate using the salt water from where you got the crayfish from.
Yep.
That is a new one on me.
Salty water. You want to cook him up in salty water, rinse him off in the fresh, cool him down.
And so you're going to have some in the freezer or fresh for this Christmas coming?
Yeah. So for this Christmas coming, we've still got one crayfish in the freezer actually from last season, but we will be going fresh. Always like to get out. Everyone's going out on the 23rd, 24th.
Yes.
Hopefully come home with a couple of crays and then you can serve those up. And particularly if you've got friends from interstate, like it blows their mind. Abs, some scallops out of the freezer. They freeze up pretty well. Abs, scallops, crays, Christmas Day. Off you go, Mel.
Oh, happy days. All is right with the world. Leon Compton, for the 12 crays of Christmas, thank you for your input.
The profundity. Take crayfish, take some water. Simple. 8 minutes.
That's it. Done.
Thanks,
LC, thank you.